Hey, everybody. There are a ton of ways that you can follow us online. We've got our website, realnerdspodcast.com, that you can go to, and you can read articles and find the podcast episodes there as well. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Real Nerds. You can also call us anytime and leave a voicemail at 720-6NERDS5, and then we'll play your voicemail on the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you like us.
A real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can
talk through film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Awesome. So what are you guys doing at Comic-Con?
Pretty much just searching around. We're coming back tomorrow doing a lot of...
We're back tomorrow for more stuff. We got a couple posters and autographs and stuff here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what kind of autographs are you looking to get?
From, like, TV shows and comic books that we really like from... Well, just from the comic book series that I'm really into.
What comic book series are you really into?
I'm into... Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yes, Spider-Man, Batman, and Deadpool is
awesome.
Really the main three things.
Look what I'm wearing. Spider-Man's my favorite. Do you have a favorite Spider-Man villain that he fights? Who's your favorite bad guy?
I like Carnage.
Carnage?
Yeah.
Carnage.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That guy's crazy.
Yeah, that's why.
Yep. Yeah? You guys like him because he's crazy?
No.
I just think he's awesome. I mean,
yeah?
Like, sort of, like...
Yeah!
I mean... I just think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I like his face. I like how he just always has that evil look to him.
He is. He's pretty evil.
I like how.
But he murders people.
I like how he's Venom's like offspring.
Yeah. Well, you know a lot about Carnage. Do you know his actual? What's his real name?
Cassidy.
Wow. Do you know what's happened to him recently? Do you know what happened to him with the Sentry?
No.
He flew him up into space and he ripped him in half.
Cool.
Cool. That's your favorite guy, and he's now he's in space floating around.
He always finds a way out of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, the symbiote will always find a way, won't it?
Yes.
Like, whatever TV shows you watch, like Tom and Jerry, it's not done until the next episode.
That's right. So are you a big Tom and Jerry fan?
No.
No, you just know that if anything happens to Tom or Jerry, they're back the next episode. Yeah. You know, that's a great thing about comic books, too, is do the characters ever really stay away?
No, like, they could die in one series and come back in a whole...
Exactly, or it could be somebody else, you know?
Like the Shocker and, like, whatever, the Deadpool Titanic one where she's that person.
If you're going to give something away, don't.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you guys are fine. My favorite character is the Green Goblin.
He's awesome.
He died a long time ago, and then he came back, like, 400 issues later, and he's really evil.
His son did
become the Green Goblin. Wow, you guys are really knowledgeable Spider-Man. How old are you?
10.
And how old are you?
10.
Wow, how do you guys know so much about Spider-Man? You just love Spidey?
We watch lots of movies and lots of video games.
Yeah, we pretty much play video games, watch TV. When we were younger, we pretty much, you know, the old
when you when you're younger. So how young were you when you were doing this?
Like 4 years old when we were like having our parents read us the old like little. The ones that came in the mail.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So what's your favorite movie, then?
Are we still on Spider-Man topic here?
Yeah, whatever you want. If you want to be on Spider-Man topic, you can be on Spider-Man.
My favorite movie, like, right now out of everything?
Yeah, sure.
It would probably be the... it would actually probably be the second Spider-Man movie.
The second Spider-Man movie? That's... That's awesome. I think the second Spider-Man movie has one of the greatest action scenes of all time in it.
Yeah, no kidding.
When he's fighting Doc Ock on the subway. Yeah. I love that part.
And he's trying to save the train
again. Oh, yeah.
At the same time.
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing.
And then, well, I don't want to give anything away. So.
Oh, it's all right. You know what? Everybody's seen it. You can say whatever you want on this podcast.
I like that scene because it has, like, a bunch of different things going on at once. He's trying to... stop the train.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting really beat up. He's trying to stop the tentacles, trying to get the sense back into Octavius.
Yeah, he has definitely has a lot going on, doesn't he?
And it's kind of cool because they finally like realize who he is, and they he's a little worried for the rest of the movie because there's a bunch of people knowing who he is.
It's really cool because you know Spider-Man risked his life to save everybody's life on that train. And that's why Spider-Man is such a great hero, because he's really selfless. I mean, he'll risk his life for everybody else. And that's why he's my favorite, because I love Spider-Man. And what other comic books do you... You said Deadpool?
Yeah.
You like Deadpool?
Yeah.
He's kind of funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always talking so much.
I mean, you think he's just really funny, then he takes off the mask and you think of him kind of having a low voice.
Yeah.
And then he puts it back on, and he seems... like, kind of the opposite of serious.
Yeah, it's really goofy. There's a really funny comic with him and Spider-Man where they're both, like, arguing back and forth, and they say, hey, do you ever be quiet? And then Deadpool says, do you ever shut up? And it's really funny because they both kind of like to talk while they're fighting. So it's a good one. I forget what issue it is. It's pretty recent.
Yeah. We're pretty much up here for... pretty much, we're looking at a lot of costumes. We're going around. We didn't expect to see, like, a lot of game people dressing in, like, gamer stuff, like how people were dressing as NCO and all that.
I know. It's pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
So you guys also said you play video games?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your favorite video game?
Well, together, we haven't played a video game. We're just staying up. It's like 3 in the morning and we have nothing else to play. We're playing Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat? Are you guys serious? That's my favorite video game of all time.
Yes.
Yeah, I love
I'm not
it.
Even
I
joking. Who's your favorite character in Mortal Kombat?
Sub-Zero.
Scorpion.
Sub-Zero and Scorpion? That's like enemies. Bitter enemies.
Yeah, we know.
So, what's your... My favorite's Kung Lao.
Well, it's never fair. He just...
Yeah, with the hat.
He watches the game all the time and looks at the moon.
Oh, you have to. You want to do fatalities, right?
No,
I love that toasty thing.
Yeah.
No, while he has, like, this much life left, while he has, like, no life left, and I have a full bone, he looks at all of his moves and then comes back to beat me.
He really sucks against me.
Does he?
And he's actually pretty good in general, and
it's not my fault I don't look at the loose. I'm trying to be
fair. Yeah, I love Kung Lao and Raiden. Those are my two best guys I have.
Kung Lao and Raiden are really cool.
Yeah, Kung Lao's really fast. Raiden's a little more tactical.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a little more
battle-like.
Yeah.
We were playing DS versus each other on it coming up here. You should have seen. He's like, I hate Jade. And he's just getting killed by her. He's like, she's so fast. And then she like,
the only person that I cannot beat is Jade.
Really?
Yes,
I'll let you guys in on a secret.
Jade and Sindel.
If I tell you a secret, will you not tell anybody? It's going on the podcast, but you know who I'm really good with that I don't tell people? Sonya Blade. One time when I was playing, I beat the whole game without losing a round or continuing.
Sonya Blade's awesome.
She is. She's really good.
She is really good. I just cannot. I have a very, very old one that I got from going to, like, there used to be an old arcade back in the Springs called Nickel Play, and I played there, like, I was a usual there, and the day they were closing, the guy, because I had been saving up for it, gave me some Mortal Kombat.
Oh, nice.
And it really doesn't have any moves list or anything, so you ethically fail.
Yeah, you can, for sure. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys. Is there anything else you want to talk about while we're here?
We're out.
You're in and you're out. I love it. Thanks, buddy. It's nice meeting you guys.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot a real nerd. Can follow the plot of a real nerd. Look at all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast, Twitter and Instagram, @RealNerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it.